Proclamation number 3440 of 18th of February, 1945. Promise. Living water. He who believes in me, out of his body will flow rivers of living water. I have given you this promise, and it is fulfilled to the letter. For my word is truth and will remain truth forever. And thus the believing human being must also be able to hear my voice within himself as soon as he persistently listens within, for my spirit is the spring from which living water flows. The water which awakens life, my word, the source of eternal life. The water flows unceasingly and will constantly give strength and life. It will flow to the human being from within. It will refresh and strengthen him for his earthly path of life. For it is the emanation of my eternal love. It is the source of strength, the bridge across the gulf from the human being to me. All of you may draw from this source. All of you can shape yourselves such that streams of living water flow out of your body, yet you must deeply and steadfastly believe in me and my working. You must shape your heart into love and make yourselves receptive. You must sharpen your spiritual ear and muster the will to persistently listen within, otherwise you will not be able to hear the subtle voice of the Spirit. But as soon as you believe, you also listen to its utterances, and then the well of life will be inexhaustible. You will unearth profoundest wisdom, and knowledge will make you happy because you recognize it as pure truth. For I give you my word, I myself speak to you through the spiritual spark which is a part of myself, which unites with the Father Spirit and receives every expression of my love in order to convey it to your soul as soon as you want to hear it. My Spirit is constantly active in you, but whether you pay attention to its voice is up to you. And this is why only few hear my voice, because they ignore the delicious gift of grace, because they lack faith in me and my love, which wants to give them fatherly consideration, and because they also lack the will to take a look into their heart, to stop and remove every obstacle so that the Spirit in them can develop freely and make itself heard. My voice does not sound louder than the voice of the world. Who therefore wants to hear it must withdraw from the world and listen attentively within. But his perseverance will be deliciously rewarded, for the source of eternal life will open up for him and the living water will flow out of him unstoppably, my word, which is your comfort and strength and refreshment at all times. My word, which is most precious to you because it brings eternal life to the one who accepts it and lives by it. Amen.